In attendance, and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up.
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just...
Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Oh, nice. Background for the league. Welcome back. Another fucking episode of Punch Drunk. Real quick, before we get too crazy, we'll get the business out of the way. You like to gamble? Like to win money? Go to betsdsi.com or .eu. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS and you get 10 free bucks to win or lose, depending on how smart you are. So probably lose, I assume. Also, Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK and you save 10% on that. As always, you can go to Amazon and use the code PUNCHDRUNK when you go to Amazon or click the link on our website and shop for whatever degenerate thing you need to purchase. And that's another way to help the show out. Because we ain't making any money on this, but we're trying. We're trying, goddammit. Ari will be Skyping in. He's got a bunch of really, really big news. If you haven't listened to his new podcast, I'll let him tell you what it is, but it rhymes with shooting a special at the Comedy Store. Joining me today, I'm very excited for this, is my good friend. I know what you're saying right now. Tebow, what'd you do, adopt a kid? That's the last thing you should have done. And you're right, and I didn't do that. Please welcome to the show, Jack Carroll.
Yeah, you've done it before, though.
Yeah. I've done it before.
That's happened. And then it's sort of awkward when you have to go back to the orphanage and sort of...
Yeah, and but you're like, I'm sorry. Yeah. This one is broken. This one's broken.
It did not work out.
I broke this one. I need it replaced. Very funny comic. You've been hanging out at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
And you're in town, and you were on... Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah, Britain's Got Talent. Yes.
And you lost?
Yes, I lost.
To what?
They were a shadow dance act. So they'd go behind a curtain and, the shadows and they'd make shapes.
Uh huh.
It'd look like something. They were very good. I should have lost. Them. I deserve to lose, really. They were very good.
How many times? But your YouTube video got like a crazy amount of hits.
Yeah, it was insane.
How many?
I don't know the number off the top of my head.
Right, but it's like a lot.
Yeah, it was a good number. Yeah,
it's more than like a Punch Drunk YouTube video that gets like 50 hits, which we're proud of, by the way.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who's sort of. I think that would be a good thing.
But it's like millions. They got like millions of hits.
Yeah. It was an insane number. Like, because I think most of them are from family and extended family. But Yeah.
You got like your grandmother's watching it 14 million times?
No, she doesn't know how to use the internet.
Right.
As far as we know.
Yeah. Secretly, she just has a gnarly porn problem.
That's who that troll was.
Your grandmother's just feverishly beating off to the internet while cookies are in the oven. You've been doing comedy. Now, tell them how old you are.
So I'm 15.
It's 15. Interesting you had to think about that.
Yeah.
And secondly, explain to them what your giant handicap is because you're British. That's your handicap. Yeah.
I would say yesterday sort of didn't work in my favor because I did the original room last night.
I heard you bombed at the Comedy Store, like hardcore bomb.
I didn't bomb. The sets this week had been quite good, so I was full of feverish confidence that I was. But then I had to cut my time down to like from 10 minutes to 5 minutes. So it was difficult to see what to get rid of, because all of the jokes that had worked, you know, for the references and stuff over here had sort of been derailed by the fact that I had to get rid of everything.
Right.
Yeah. So, as you can see, I'm still trying to process.
Now, 15 years old, how long have you been doing comedy? Because you're a good friend of Duncan Trussell, which is how we met. I met you guys hanging out with Duncan. And, I mean, you're wildly funny, and you're smarter beyond your years.
Yeah. Weird, some people would say.
Yeah.
Odd.
Weird is a good way to put it. I was trying to politely call you weird, but
that's what Doug Stanhope said to me last night. He went, "If you want me to follow you, just tweet me and say, I'm the weird little cripple kid you met outside the Comedy Store last night."
I love it.
What's up?
Hello. Man, oh man. What's up?
How are you?
Good, ladies and gentlemen, enjoying the show. And now you'll get what the background is of our show. I know you were thinking, is that John Lajoie? And who is that other one in the back? Is that Nell Carter?
No. It's me, Teebs.
Oh, well, you look good.
Thanks, buddy.
On the TV, wait.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Jack Carroll.
What's
Hello.
Up, man? How are you?
Hi,
nice to meet you, man.
Duncan's funny comic.
Yeah, man, how are you?
Yeah,
pleasure to meet
good.
You, brother.
Thank you, man. Cheers. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes.
With you now? What did we miss?
I'm on holiday.
Oh, you're on holiday.
And I'm
sweet.
Doing spots at the minute as well.
You bombed at the Comedy Store last night.
one of the many.
Perpetuate the myth, okay? I did okay. It's just
that's what people say when they bomb.
Yeah, it's a textbook. Yeah.
No, I've
been okay for years.
No, I do fine all the time.
Yeah. Just that set. Last night wasn't as good as the spots that I've been doing.
Did you perform in the original room?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a tough room.
On Mondays, it's a fucking hell of a room.
Yeah.
Especially like
they've seen a lot.
Yeah. There's only a few times that are like decent.
Yeah. And one of them was not when you were on stage last night.
No. Oh, we gotta take this call. I'm gonna like this. George has a question for Harry Potter. I'm assuming that's you, George. What's up?
Hey, this is George. I want to ask Harry Potter a question.
I'm sure you do. Go for it.
Harry, how do you play Quidditch despite being handicapped?
That's one of my jokes that you've repeated off the internet. But I do okay. What I basically do is have to avoid any sort of physical contact for the game and just sort of hover. And because the difficult thing when you're on a broomstick is keeping your balance anyway,
which
I'm not very good at to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's proven difficult, but I was much better before the terrible accident. Though I'm joking.
Was that terrible accident birth?
that's the one. Yeah, I do okay, though. I do okay. I hope that's
with that answer, I can see why you bombed at the Comedy Store.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, aren't you? Are you, George?
So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'm not watching your internet clips.
George is great, isn't George?
Yeah, I don't know, man. George,
question two.
Is that supposed to be?
What was it like fucking Hermione?
Is that supposed to be St. Pierre?
Oh, no. I think George St. Pierre is going to be gone for a while.
Oh, right. Okay.
He has a bit of a... I had a bit of a meltdown a couple of weeks ago. He's got a major drug problem, and if, by the grace of God, Nick Diaz is apparently taking him under his wing.
Oh, really?
And is going to help him straighten his life out. I don't...
What about... George's trainee partner and mentor, what's his name? His
David Loazzo?
Yeah.
Apparently he is the
Loazzo's
problem.
Out too? Oh, he's part of the problem?
Nick Diaz is telling him it's because he's hanging out with a black guy. George, you don't happen to know about any of this, do you? Are you a fan of the show?
Big fan, no clue what you guys are talking about.
Didn't think so.
I didn't think you did.
Didn't think so, George.
George, any other questions, or can we hang up on you now?
Please hang up on me.
Done deal. It sounded a lot like a couple of people that have called in. Maybe it's a regular caller. I don't know. Sounded...
I had a rough day today, man.
Why? You seem frazzled.
I'm not coming from golf, if you notice. I walked... Oh, I should talk into it, right? There it is.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's probably just...
So I walk out to my car. Do you play golf, John?
I do okay as well. I'm better at that than I am at Quidditch because I can bend the knees a little
there
bit
There it is,
more,
a little
so,
more
yeah,
give, yeah.
I've got a good technique.
Walk out to the car, 6 a.m., golf club's gone. Stolen.
What?
Yeah, robbed right in front of my house.
What did they do? Knock in the window or something?
No, they must have jimmied open the door and then popped the trunk. It's a rental car, so there's not a lot of stuff in the car. Mm. So they
took some weed out of the glove box and then straight to the trunk. Took my sticks. I just built the set like perfectly the way I wanted it.
Oh, God.
Probably $3,000 worth of clubs.
What a nightmare.
And they're probably just going to use that to sort of beat someone to death.
Probably.
Or break into another car. They just
break
use
into,
that
to get into a more valuable Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. I was like, oh, come on. I was supposed to play like 3 or 4 times this week.
God damn it.
Yeah. Rob.
I mean, you can always get new clubs. It's the fact that it's like, man, I've been working to get this set just the way I want it. Everything's in its right place. The whole thing.
Yeah, hashtag... rich people's problems. That really is what it is, but it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Who
it sucks.
Fuck?
It sucks.
You've earned these clubs.
And then what do I do? I'm up at 6 in the morning. I go to the police station and fill out a report. The guy filling it out was like, I'm like, should I submit this to my insurance? The guy's like, yeah, and you might as well look for a unicorn while you're at it, too. No one's paying anything.
No shit.
Your clubs are gone.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, essentially.
That's not very professional.
Well, no, I mean, but he had done his job. He's used a report. Now you might as well wipe your ass with it because it's really useless beyond this.
Fuck!
Yeah. So now I'm going to go look on Craigslist.
And to see if you can find your own club.
Yeah. And then set up a sting. And then I don't know what we'll do, but we'll murder, probably. Right? Murder.
I'm in.
Real quick. Do not put those clubs on Craigslist.
Good. Now you know.
I was about to.
Yeah.
But seriously, I got some clubs if you want to.
How much you selling for?
$2,500?
That sounds like a really good price.
Deal. I thought it was going to be $300 until you told me how much they're worth.
So depressed. But
what time was that? So you were getting up to go play. And
6
then,
in the morning, getting ready to go play.
Who are you going to play with?
Who's I going to play? Oh, Patrick Stewart, our DP on our show.
So and then you just never got to play?
No, I kind of text him and tell him I can't make it. You can't go out. I mean, then I go to the police station, fill out a report, come back.
God!
And, yeah.
The worst.
Went to breakfast with the family. You know, all the worst. Does anyone know what we're saying?
Yeah.
We're like, what? That's my mic. Yeah, it's crackling like really bad.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah. Just be careful of those cords.
But sure. I won't touch anything. I won't touch anything.
Touch it all. touch it all.
Yeah, so that's where we are.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
That
what are
sucks.
You going to do?
That sucks.
Where's Ari? Is he calling in?
Should be Skyping in any minute. He's like, I'll be there the whole show. And this was at like 10 minutes before we started. I'm like, hey, are you Skyping in today? He's like, I'll be there the entire show today. The whole time, you'll not miss a beat. I'm like, oh, great. Fucking, what is it? Noon?
Yeah.
12:15?
I walked in late.
Who knows? He's either shitting or beating off or...
Hopefully...
But that doesn't stop him.
No, but hopefully he's doing those things now and not on the air live with us.
That's what I mean.
Because
that's how he knows he's not doing that.
Well, is it illegal because I'm sort of a minor still?
What do you mean sort of a minor?
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, How minor are you?
15.
Oh, you're 15?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
I adopted him.
Oh, man.
He adopted me a British cripple.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. You know how much money this kid would generate a month in America?
British, is crippled.
British crippled kid. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like $15,000 a month.
Thank you.
And discount price due to the legs. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can pawn him out to open for people for cash on the road so you can bring in some cash.
And you know he ain't running away. I'll tell you something.
He's a crippled kid. Trust me. Where are you going, kid?
You're not getting away. Wherever I am.
You're not getting away.
Nowhere, bro.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You adopted him. Congratulations, team.
It's a good scheme.
So now, how does that work now that you almost won Britain's Got Talent? Mm. Does that mean you can't do it again next year? Or what?
The year after me has just finished.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have gone back just because I've done it once.
Do you have any terrible things to say about them other than...
Who are the judges over there? I watched the American one.
Simon Cowell.
Simon.
Then a... She's called Alicia Dixon. She's a singer over in the UK. Then Amanda Holden, who is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if you... Do you know Little Britain?
Yes.
Yeah. The David Walliams off that is okay. also a judge on that show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it was a good fun experience. Like I don't really have anything bad to say about it.
How many times did you have to do stand up on it? Like how many did you have to do a different?
Three and uh-huh. a different set each time for 3 minutes. So mm-hmm. it was good fun. It got me into a sort of writing mode where you know it's easier to write stuff if you've got a deadline for it.
There's a hard end. Yeah, you got to do it.
It got me writing very good. So
how much did they like censor your everything you were doing?
The creative control was decent. Like I knew what the audience was, so I wasn't going to go and do anything crazy. But like the stuff that I wanted to do, that I thought they might have a problem with, you know, jokes about the people on the show or whatever.
Oh, like, yeah, making fun of them, roasting them a little bit.
They were okay with that. Like,
yeah.
They gave me a lot of creative control. Yeah.
Probably not like
it out here. I did better at that than I did at the original Room of the Stall last night. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like. Now, after your set last night, do you feel like you should leave our country and never come back?
Well, I think it's a little bit like the Piers Morgan thing. There's a petition going on.
To get rid of you.
Yeah. Everybody at the Comedy Store has just sort of signed it. Yeah.
I adopt a crippled British kid, and I'm already trying to kick him out of the country.
Well, they see how good you have it now. I tried to adopt Davey Westy for years. We had our own American cripple kid at the Comedy Store for a while. But he's already connected. He's not young.
He's got a drug problem. Oh. Like the minute you adopt him, you got to put him right into rehab. That's like
right
so
away.
Expensive.
Right away. He's immediately, right away.
I got 6-7 years before this guy starts shitting
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Do you drink or any of that stuff? No, I smoke pot?
No, I'm straight edge. And
okay.
I've got it sort of.
Well, you should be. You're 15.
I've been clean for 7 years.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Because I went down in a hole with the heroin and all that sort of thing. So
there it is.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what that sound is?
What?
That's
what's
a water
the sound?
Water bong, a bong for
oh,
pipe.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I don't know why I say water bong. I thought I was going to explain it to him a little more. It's a bong.
Yeah,
that's why the people. Yeah.
And then it bubbles.
And then it bubbles up. Yeah. That's the water sound for pot.
Yeah. Not for crack.
Not for crack. Well, I mean, I don't know what else you can do out of it.
Yeah.
But
that's about it.
That's about it, right?
I think so.
Hash, maybe.
Salvia.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare. Have you ever smoked that shit?
No.
Oh my god.
Really? You've done salvia?
Red Band and I and everybody, Duncan, all those fools, like 8 years ago, before anybody was even doing it.
Really?
Yeah. There's a salvia. YouTube video of it. I literally thought I died.
What?
I'm like, it's the most, and I've done everything, like hallucinogenic, yeah. mushrooms, acid. It's the most hallucinogenic thing I've ever.
And it's legal, right?
I don't. There it should definitely should not be.
I think it is. I think it's like legal.
Yeah, it was then.
They're selling it in the smoke shops right yeah. off Venice Beach and that.
I'm telling you, man.
Really?
It's like a 12-hour acid trip.
Whoa! It lasts 12 hours.
No. And it lasts like three, four minutes.
Ooh,
and
really?
And it's like you feel
I can wrap my head around that.
You're like, and people are like, yeah, man, that was like 4 minutes, and you're like. It felt like it was 7.5 hours.
Whoa!
I mean, whatever you're looking at is not what you're looking at.
What are you doing for lunch after this?
Yeah!
We're going to go do salvia and eat Tony Romas. How's that sound?
What a combo.
Yeah. That'll be some good energy after my performance at the original Room.
Oh, night. Yeah. You got to clear your head. This'll clear your head.
Yeah.
This will make you feel better.
Yeah.
Salvia.
The plot's about to thicken.
I've never done acid.
Really?
No.
Mushrooms.
I've done mushrooms. I would do mushrooms
quite
all the time.
Similar.
Yeah? What?
What the fuck is he doing?
Is that Ari?
It's an attempt at Ari. You've done mushrooms, though.
I would do mushrooms right now if anyone had some on them. I missed Ari Shroomfest 2 weeks ago because I had to go to, or last week, I had to go to Disneyland with the family.
Why didn't you combine the two?
I thought about it, but if it was by myself, I would have done it. But had you know, with the kids, it's too much.
It is incredible.
Yeah, and it was Saturday, so it was packed.
You didn't mind, did you, T?
No.
After you've adopted me.
No, not in the least bit. Yeah. All right, what are you doing?
Fucking God.
Are you on the? Are you trying to use Wi-Fi on the street, Ari? Street Wi-Fi?
Can you even hear us?
This is like if we asked for a napkin and Ari just picked one off the ground. And I know. Like, here you go. I don't know where this has been, but this is as good as.
It's like Max Headroom back in the day.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, what a shock.
It's just his nose, like a big shot of that giant Juno's.
Do you know he tries to this day, still convince people that his nose is smaller than mine, that if we took our noses off and put them in water.
Are we talking TV?
More water would be displaced in my cup than in his cup.
Are we talking about TV, Renazizi, or?
No, we're talking about today.
Off season.
My nose, I did not gain weight in my nose.
I don't know, man.
I don't gain weight in my nose.
I've seen, there's been times where it's like, you know, when you're like, you know, 240, 250, no, like when you're in the off season,
that
I'm like, isn't that absurd? Is his nose even
Jason,
bigger?
Jason, I've never been 240 or 250, okay?
Well, you know, you know what I'm saying, though.
Higher,
260.
No, higher than that. Just like higher weight than now. Here and there, it's probably, I'm down like 15 pounds from where I, you know, normally am.
What? You're down, including your clubs, you're down 45 pounds. Yeah. And those babies are gone.
Oh.
God.
Yeah.
$300 putter for Christmas.
Oh.
Like, every gift from, like, Father's Day for, like, the last 3 years was all in that bag.
Mm. Yep. Mm. God. Oh, this will be good.
What is it?
Speak of the devil.
Oh, Nick Diaz.
Yeah, let's take this. Oh. This can't go wrong. Nick Diaz.
What's up, dog? It's fucking Nick Diaz.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, man, fucking, it's great to be on. You guys got fucking great guests. I didn't know John Oliver was going to be on the fucking show. I'm a fucking big fan of this political fucking shit, dog.
Yeah, it sounds like you are. I imagine I can see Nick Diaz just thinking politics all day long.
Yeah, Nick, you probably are.
I didn't know fucking John Oliver's legs were all fucked up, though. Yeah.
That's why he's always sitting at the desk. You never really see him standing.
Yeah. If you want,
true, dog.
If you want, Nick, we can do leg kicks so you can do to my legs what Weidman did to Anderson's legs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Nick, you should kick
dog,
him in the legs.
I thought you kicked the shit out of those fucked up legs.
Fucking twist up those Twizzlers.
What a fucking idiot. Diaz, can we get an update on GSP? Now, last we heard, he was having a meltdown. You once again catfished him for, I believe, the third time.
Me and fucking Nate have been gone. We were fucking tracking down fucking War Machine, dog. We brought him to justice.
Oh,
so.
Come on,
you
man.
And your brother caught War Machine?
Yeah, dog.
What'd you do with him?
Everyone said the U.S. Marshals did it. It was the fucking Diaz brothers. I just fucking couldn't have my name in the fucking paper because it violates my fucking contract with UFC. I'm not allowed to hunt down fucking criminals anymore.
Oh, really?
Wait, what other criminals have you hunted down?
All kinds of fucking dudes, dog.
Okay.
All right. I fucking went after the dude that fucking released all that fucking NSA shit, dog. I gave him an ultimatum. I said, I'm going to choke you out here or you go to fucking Russia.
Wait a minute. So you got Andrew Snowden?
Chelsea Manning.
And you
Snowden,
and
dog, I had him, man.
And you told him to get out?
In our fucking basement. Oh, I said, look, dog, get the fuck out of my country, or I'm fucking going to kick your fucking ass. And what did he do, dog? He took off to fucking Russia.
He left. He went to Russia.
Wow.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, that's
did you guys think about letting War Machine go, or how do you feel about what he did?
Dude, fuck that motherfucker, dog. You don't fuck up fucking bitches like that.
You don't fuck up, bitch.
Even, fucking you know what happened? We fucked in. We got respect for our fucking hoes.
You got respect for your hoes. All right, what are we saying?
She wasn't just on the couch. Nick, she wasn't just on the couch like she said. She was in bed with another guy. She was naked in bed with some dude she used to fuck.
I think she was broken up with a guy.
Isn't she fucking naked in bed with like fucking 50 dudes a fucking week?
Yeah, she's a porn star.
It's kind of her job.
Yeah.
Maybe she was practicing.
Yeah.
Dog, did this motherfucker justify what fucking War Machine did? Oh, dog, I'm getting real fucking pissed now.
Man, dude.
You should come. His name is Steve Renazizi.
No,
you should fuck him up.
I'm just saying, I'm like.
Dog, I'm from fucking Stockton, so we fucking don't like Jews already. So I'm already pissed every time I hear your fucking voice.
Nick, I don't mean to upset you at all. I'm not saying anything was justified. All I'm saying is that she is a porn star. So she does probably have sex with different men all the time. So that guy taking offense to that one instance would be a little bit, you know,
silly.
Dude, fucking War Machine couldn't fucking hack it, dog.
Really?
He's better off in fucking jail, man.
Did you have to kick his ass, or did he come peacefully with you when you turned him in?
Oh, dog, I gave him the ultimatum. I said, fucking, me and my fucking bro, dog, we're going to fucking go to town on you like you did in your fucking lady, or you fucking come with us. You got on our fucking, I brought my fucking tandem so that he could ride on the back with tandem mountain bike. We fucking rode right down to Kenny Valley fucking police department.
Dude, that's the gayest
thing
ever. That is,
dude, like, so is he just handcuffed on the back? He has to pedal himself to jail?
You really treated him like a bitch.
Is the tandem what
I made him do most of the fucking pedaling all the way there too, dog, to fucking learn your lesson.
Wow.
Well,
Jesus, man.
Hey, can we hire you and your brother to find Steve Renazzisi's golf clubs?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What happened?
Dog, what was the last known location?
My trunk at last night.
At last night.
At the Comedy Store? Where was it?
In front
at
of
his
my house.
House
that I'm renting.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I woke up
this morning and opened the trunk up and they're gone. And then the ADT guy rolls past me and I just waved at him.
Yeah. Dog, heads up, man. Yeah. Where the fuck are you living, dog?
None of your business, but in a nice area.
I'll see what I can do, dog. The reason I found fucking War Machine is because my mom fucking made at an extended stay hotel in fucking Stockton. She knew some bitches that worked down in Simi Valley. That's how we fucking got the line on him.
Wow.
Hey, Diaz, your phone is breaking up. Can you call us back? I want to hear about GSP.
Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, but it's breaking up a lot.
Let me call you right back.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I got an update.
I got a...
I'm not calling from Stockton.
Ooh, yeah. Man, that scared me, Ari. Anytime you leave and we're just looking at your empty room, I'm positive you're coming back with your ass spread open or something.
Yeah. Hey, who's the three-year-old?
I adopted a crippled British kid.
Hello.
Oh,
yeah, hello. It's a good system. We've worked it out.
Oh, we have. Yeah.
Dude, he's a minor. He's 15. He's crippled. Yeah. He's British. I think Teebs adopted him for the 15 grand a month we think he's going to get.
Cash money, bro. They're just giving away crippled British kids.
I mean,
over
that's
there.
Like the trifecta of.
There's too many. Like, it's.
Really?
Yeah, just.
Well, I got my own right now.
It's because of Oliver Swift. He started being fucking Bleeding Heart and then letting these guys fucking roam around.
You're talking about Oliver Twist? Right. Oliver Twist?
Did you Oliver.
No, you're talking about Taylor Swift and Oliver Twist. Is that who you're, did you combine Oliver Twist and Taylor Swift?
John Swift. He was an essayist in England a long time ago.
Oh, fuck you, bro. John Swift, the essayist. Yeah.
Bro, Gulliver's Travel.
Gulliver's cunt, bro. Gulliver's cunt. What are you talking about? Right. Don't get all fucking crazy. Oliver Twist and Taylor Swift. This is America. That's as far as we go. Okay?
All right, that's fair.
Thank you.
Essayist.
Don't try to get all essayist.
Essayist.
What do you read? The Economist?
Hey. You know, the Middle East problem is going up so much. Maybe, Steve, maybe you can tell us what Eddie Griffin used to say about the Middle East crisis.
He would. Middle East crisis? Suck my dick. 9/11?
Lick my dick.
9/11. Come on, man. You didn't think that was an inside job? Eddie Griffin, we sat in the back of the room with Eddie Griffin. We'd be like, 9/11. Put it to 9/11. Pentagon. 9 sides. Penta. 9. Nobody said a word. Nobody. 11 people in the audience just like nodding their head. I just turned to Ari and I was like, are we? She's like, no, just let it go.
Was that on stage?
Let it go. On stage. Oh, yeah. An hour, two or three.
Yeah.
Of trying to explain how it's an inside job.
Israel, lick my dick.
Yeah. Middle East crisis? Lick my dick.
Lick
my dick.
Not suck it. Lick not it. It does lick it. Like, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Still had the funniest thing I've ever heard. He got back from Vegas. I saw him at the airport. Was it? And he goes, man, I saw this girl. She was so hot. I told her, bitch, if you got AIDS, we got AIDS.
That's funny. One time I didn't tell you the story. Like, me, Rogan, Duncan, Pauly, and Eddie Griffin are up in the green room, belly room, smoking a joint. This was years ago when Eddie was still allowed to come around. What's that?
Pauly Shore, too?
Sure did. 100%. And he's a pivotal part of this story. So we're in there, and that night was a Tuesday night, and Eddie Griffin showed up in a stretch limo, which was uncharacteristic of him. But for whatever reason, he does it, and everyone's kind of like, no one had the balls to ask him why, well, none of us. And Pauly goes, dude, what's up with the limo, right? And we're all smoking a joint. Right. And Eddie Griffin goes like this. Nigga got a second DUI. This is just like while he's hitting it. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, you cannot drive your car at all.
Yeah, not allowed to drive.
But you still got to come here and do a 3-hour set and not let anybody else get up. So
yeah.
I'm just going to hire you to drive you.
Never thought about cabs.
No, no. Uber, like that was the original Uber for him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, I'm just going to rent a limo for 6 hours a night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Diaz, you there?
What's up, dog? I'm just fucking thinking about that Pentagon 9 shit, dog. It fucking blew my mind.
Yeah. You didn't realize that Pentagon and 9/11 and you got... Now you get it, though, right?
Nine sides, dog. Hey. I get it now.
Hey, Nick, do you mind if I talk some real MMA for you?
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
Okay, first of all, I'd yell for your brother because I have a question for him afterwards. But what do you think about this fight with Anderson Silva, man?
Dog, I think his fucking legs are fucking weaker than his fucking John Oliver dudes, man.
Yeah.
Ari, he's a cripple. I don't know if you know that.
I think I'm gonna fucking break him.
You're gonna break him, really? Well, how long do you see it going?
I'm gonna break him in half, dog. I'm fucking scared of this fucking dude.
That'd be more like quarters then.
Should we bet money on you?
Fuck yeah, dog. Whatever you fucking got, put it all on me, man. This shit's gonna fucking... This is gonna be a short fight, dog. Fucking round.
I'm excited to see this fight. How do you see it going? Because, like, I don't know. I think... I want Nick Diaz to win, really, but...
I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing him over his cripple.
All right, it's a lot of legs out of that joke.
Dog, you gotta speak up. That's a big fucking handicap.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should play golf with you.
You should play golf with me.
Got a good handicap.
I am interested. I'm really interested. Like, I don't know what Anderson's gonna be like. I hope he's back, but I don't know who I want to win. Probably Anderson.
Was his leg break as bad as Paul George's?
I could beat fucking Anderson Silva in his fucking prime. Now this guy's fucking washed up hack. I got fucking no problem with this dude.
Did you not see it officially?
The only way you can beat him is by catfish in the desert to meet a girl.
I'm going to pull this up and we're going to watch it. I won't watch it. Why?
No, I won't watch it.
Did you watch the Paul George one?
No, I won't watch it. You become a different person.
The Paul George one's great.
No, you become a... I won't watch it. I know what happened. I saw him go...
Can I see it? I'd like to see it.
Which one?
I've seen the Anderson one.
Oh, the Paul
British,
George?
The British kid... The British handicap minor wants to out fucking man me right now. He's going to go look at it.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. I'm such a pussy.
Now, what do you mean you become a different person?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just can't recover from that kind of stuff. I'll think about it for a really long time.
This one is really hard to get out of your head.
I mean, his leg snaps in half, right? Disgusting. And the bone pops out. Yeah. Absent.
It's really bad.
I'm not
so you can see the bone.
No.
Dog, what's the fucking big deal? His shin just wrapped around the other guy's fucking leg. It's not fucking that big of a deal.
The Silva one, I believe, is worse. But the George one is pretty bad.
Is this basketball?
Uh-huh.
What is basketball?
They didn't even notice first.
I don't know.
The George one, the best is that the announcers kept going, and they're like,
there you go.
This year, so you can do
Whoa, is he standing?
We're watching a slow-motion version of that.
It's not going to pop up on there, is it? It's not going to pop up on there, is it?
Why? Later on, we're gonna enjoy me telling Ren Azizi the second most disgusting story I've ever heard.
Where does that break?
And it involves golf clubs getting stolen out of your car, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Where does it break?
Let me see.
Where's the break?
Ooh, you can't see that? No.
Check his eyes.
Hang on. Now watch it.
Oh,
God, it's
the
awful.
The bone pops out.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Steve's gone pale.
And then I wanted to talk to Nate real quick over there, and I want to hear what his thoughts about Gray Maynard are, having 3 straight knockouts, him being one of them, and whether or not he's an MMA in the UFC.
Fuck
yeah,
Nate
around.
Well, let's see if this fucking GSP fucking update, dog.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that first, and then we'll is Nate around? Or I think Ari wants to talk to Nate, too.
Well, I'll fucking couldn't see it. I think he's fucking taking a shower right now, but I can fucking get him out.
Okay. Yeah, so
wait, you're gonna walk in your brother taking a shower?
Yeah, him and fucking Gil are showering up in the fucking bathroom.
Oh, wait, man. Gilbert Melendez are showering together?
Dog, there's a fucking water shortage out here in fucking California.
Are you guys doing the ice water challenge, by the way? Ice bucket challenge?
No, we've been doing that shit since I was fucking six.
Okay. For any...
Those guys fucking stole that shit from me, and I got a fucking lawsuit against them right now.
Who, against the ALS? Suing Lou Gehrig's disease?
Against Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, dog, I'm fucking suing Lou Gehrig's disease because they're stealing my fucking shit.
Whoa, bro. That's really... I don't know. That's like lower than Jesse Ventura's. Just fucking
dog, it's about fucking respect, dog. It's about fucking respect.
Now, right. I know I nominated Ari, but have I nominated you yet for the cum bucket challenge?
No, I'm not doing the cum bucket challenge.
Dude, I've been working on this bucket for 9 months.
Yeah, I know. But I told you the only way I would do the bucket.
Yeah?
If it was...
Dog, this fucking... You gotta learn fucking respect. My fucking uncle was in fucking Van Nuys a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And these fucking dudes were at this fucking barbecue place. And these fucking dudes were being all fucking loud. So my uncle had to go over there and shut these motherfuckers up, dog. It's fucking about respect.
Yeah, no, I think I know you're talking. I think I met your uncle before because I might have been in that party of those people that were talking kind of loud. Your uncle's a little bit out of line, Nick. I'm just telling you. Your uncle, well, I think
dog,
he read the situation
fucking,
wrong.
Yeah, dog, he said you guys were fucking talking real fucking loud. And
no,
fucking
dude.
Real obnoxious.
No, I was just with my friend Jeff and Ryan and Steve Simone, and we were just hanging out at a restaurant, minding our own business, telling some stories of the past. And you know, your uncle, I think, just really got a little out of control. He was very aggressive with us, wanted us to apologize.
Dog, he had a fucking long day at the barbershop, dog, and he fucking came there to fucking unwind.
Okay,
you guys were making a bunch of fucking noise. He told me all about it, dog, and everybody in the fucking restaurant high-fived him when you motherfuckers left.
Real okay, I don't think it really went down like that, but I apologize against
your uncle.
Yeah, what is he on?
Not at all?
Yeah.
Dog, what's that?
Is he on meth?
Is he on meth? What drugs? He was obviously on a lot of drugs that day.
Dog, he's just on prescription fucking shit, dog.
Prescription meth?
He's on prescription PCP.
Oh, okay. Prescription PCP, yeah. I had a feeling that had something to do with it as well. Well,
hey, Nick, what the fuck do you want, man? I got shampoo running down my fucking eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dog, get the fuck out of the shower, man. Fucking some people here want to fucking ask you some questions.
Me and Gil are working on some fucking submissions. Get the fucking slippery shower.
Whoa, we're going to have submissions in the shower, huh?
Dog, if you can get out of a fucking submission when you're all lathered up, you can get out of fucking anything.
That is true. yeah, that is true.
All right,
you had a question for Nate.
It better be good, dog. I was just fucking showering, man.
Nate, what do you think about Gray Maynard? 3 straight knockout losses. Does he have a future in the UFC? And
I think
do you
he's
feel
a
like you're responsible
dog. I think his fucking
demise?
Career is limited, man. Once you get fucking knocked out by Nate Diaz, you fucking, the can gets dented.
The can is dented.
You know what they do with dented cans, dog? They give you a fucking discount on them. So this guy's fucking done. Send him out to the fucking World Series of Fighting, dog. You're a fucking bitch.
See you at the Tachi Palace, dog.
Hey, you guys should fucking do that Russian shit, the tag team MMA.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
Is that the thing where it's like 5 against 5?
And they, and there's like tires.
Man,
and stuff
fucking
Randazzisi,
the British cripple, and fucking chauffeur.
Yeah.
Get in there, dog.
Nice.
I'll take this fucking cripple dude. I'll fucking take him out right away. He seems like the fucking easiest one.
He is the easiest one, Nick. He's a cripple.
I'm definitely. I don't know.
And throw him at the fucking opponent.
Dog, I'll strap him to my back and just spin in circles and let those fucking dead legs just whip people in the face.
And take your dead legs and whip people in the face.
You're going to rip his legs off of his body and then use them as weapons?
No, dog, I'm going to strap him to my back, his whole fucking body, and just let them fucking dangle
around like
helicopter blade.
Like helicopter blade. All right. That is way more humanitarian to do.
Had you been alive, Da Vinci would have been
like, that's my big brother?
Yeah, dog. I'm a fucking humanitarian.
Yeah. At least I've got some use. That's probably
a
good thing.
And it'd be a great way to hang out with the Diaz brothers.
Yeah, that's great.
You Dolly, are you in, dog? I see Ari stretching out or something.
Me.
No, I'm here.
Are you in? Are you in for this tag team match?
Oh, man, I'm in. I'm going to use this kid. I'm going to put a fucking chain on him and swing him around and fucking whip him.
Okay. It sounds like
by the wheelchair. All you got to do is make a fist and hope he's coming around.
I've had a British cripple son for one day.
Right, Tebow, okay.
Yeah, dog. You be the
You're my legal guardian now. Can you please sort of...
Yeah, I'm going to take his brain out and use it like Magneto style so I can control everybody's shit. You know, just set it up like, yeah.
Because
you know he's got that brain in there. That's really good.
Yeah, he does.
Dog, I think you crossed the fucking line with that brain talk, dog.
Yeah. I did not, Nick. You told him you were going to strap to his back and whip him around. That was really...
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Where are we drawing the line
here? Come on.
I've
got a question. No, as my legal guardian, there is a duty of care there.
Fucking,
and I think...
Play some fucking golf.
Another weren't many rules when you got me from the orphanage.
Yeah.
But I think one of them was, don't let any of the Diaz brothers, or any MMA fighter for that matter...
Use you as a weapon.
Use me as a weapon.
Fuck.
I'm not an MMA fighter, so...
Yeah, so you're in with the brain.
I get that brain.
Ari, you're good with whipping him around but I don't think the Diaz brothers can legally...
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got that.
Now, can we get an update on GSP? Oh, all right, go.
Well, first of all, dog, do you guys want to fucking go golfing after this? We'll fucking take the cripple kid. I'll use his right leg as a fucking driver.
Yeah. And my wheelchair is a buggy.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, dog. System.
So here's the fucking deal with fucking GSP, dog. He's been locked in my fucking basement since I last talked to you guys. What was that, like fucking 2-3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago, yeah.
We're trying to get him off the fucking drugs. This guy has been going through fucking hell. But he's getting better. I got him on fucking Muscle Milk and a hardcore regimen of just fucking Beverly Hills 90210 24/7, dog.
Wait. The Muscle Milk I get. I get the Muscle Milk. A hardcore regimen of 90210 reruns?
Dog, you want to see how fucking the real world is? You got to watch that show. There's fucking lessons in there. There's fucking people struggling with problems. You watch how they overcome it, dog. There's a lot to be fucking learned.
Like what?
Yeah, give us like a couple examples. Like what's...
Oh, like when fucking Kelly got raped by the football player, dog, and she fucking told everybody that it didn't happen, that fucking Steve was her fucking first fuck. It turns out she was raped by the star football player, dog. Then she found the fucking courage to come out with that fucking bullshit. The fucking piece is yours, dog. You gotta be courageous in life.
I'm sorry, hold on. I just was checking my phone. Who did I say? Who did he say was my first?
Oh, no. In order to get GSP off of drugs, he's on a hardcore regimen of Muscle Milk and 90210 reruns.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of life lessons in there, apparently.
Surely, I didn't know Nick Diaz had such an intimate knowledge of 90210.
You would be surprised at what Nick Diaz knows about.
He's an enthusiast.
Me and fucking Nate, dog. That's how we fucking... All the thing we learned in life is from 90210. We're hardcore fucking fans.
Really?
I was fucking Donna Martin, couldn't graduate, dog. I was a fucking tearjerker, and George needs to learn. You gotta overcome the fucking obstacles, dog.
Donna Martin graduates.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't even like talking about that one, because everyone was gonna fucking leave her behind. Fucking found a way to overcome it.
Did you guys get really wrecked when Dylan's dad got blown up? Was that really a tough day?
Oh, man, you went there.
Sorry, guys,
Everything
sorry.
Everything you say to these guys.
I apologize,
anymore,
guys.
Dog. It's off limits.
Sorry.
You fool! That's terrible.
Oh, shit, we got a fucking call on the other line, dog.
Uh-oh, who
dog,
is it?
Get off, dog. Fucking I know who this is, dog. Let me fucking take this, guys. Stay on the line. I want you to fucking hear this bullshit. All right, I'm going to fucking click over. Hold on.
Can't wait for this.
Hello?
Hello?
Whoa! Dog. I told you to stop fucking calling here, Crow.
You have my best friend, man. You need to release him.
Dog, that's fucking bullshit. You're an enabler, dog. You fucking got him on the drugs. He was your fucking meal ticket. Fuck you, dog.
He's my training partner, best friend. We go bike riding. We do all sorts of fun activities until the Diaz brothers ruin his life.
Fuck you, dog. I'll tell you what. Your fucking career wasn't going anywhere. You were fucking penniless. The only way you could make money was by fucking selling drugs to DSP. You're fucking bad, dude.
You buried him in the refrigerator box, my friend.
That is true.
It was a fucking prank, dog. Get over it, everybody.
You tried to bury him alive.
You did bury him alive, guys.
That's a tough thing. That's a tough pill to swallow.
And you and Ronda Rousey all beat the shit out of him.
He didn't fucking die, dog. I was just trying to make him a fucking tougher dude. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ari, for your intervention. What to come drugs. To the end of the rescue, my friend? Into the
camp. Dog, you make your way over to fucking Stockton, and you're going to see, dog, this ain't the fucking World Series of Fighting. I'm better than Rich Franklin, dog. I'm going to fucking whip your fucking ass if you show up here.
That's a threat, and I will alert the authorities to that.
Good, dog. I hope you fucking do. Don't be showing your fucking loser ass up here, dog. I know what you did to DSP. He didn't want anything to do with you anymore, man.
While I'm on the phone, please, everyone, check out www.thecrow.com.
All right, you fuck you, dog. Stay away from fucking DSP, dog.
He's my best friend, and I will never leave him alone. No man is left behind in French Canada.
Well, the good news is that you choked fucking in front of the fucking spotlight, dog, so I'm sure when you show up here in Stockton, all your train's going to go out the window.
If he comes
back in the UFC,
if he comes to Stockton, we'll see, bury him alive too.
We'll see, dog. We might bury you a fucking alive. You can quote me on that.
Well, I mean, you don't really have to. We just
heard
it all.
You might bury you fucking alive.
Well, they hung up. I guess that's it. They're blaming the Crow for everything.
Yeah.
David LaRazzo.
His best friend. The coach told him not to trust the. The Crow was the only one there for him. The Crow said not to do the ketamine.
I know, but apparently...
Guys, I don't know if the deal is the best to get GSP help. I know you say that's the way to go, but I don't think they're really helping him.
I don't know. I mean, like he said, GSP said it best. I believe in fifth chances. You have tricked me every time I've ever tried to talk to you, but I believe in fifth chances.
That makes sense. You know what? Yeah. There's redemption in everybody.
I mean, they have him locked in the basement, so I guess he can't do drugs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That is good. Ari.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes.
On your special at the Comedy Store. I listened to your podcast. It was absolutely wonderful. Very touching in the beginning. I think that's great. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy at a better place.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked for it. Really stoked for it. Original Room. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm walking around happy, folks.
First con.
Last greeted.
Comedy Central. It's an hour, right?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. It's an hour on Comedy Central. And we do a little tour of the place, too, like in and out of commercials, I think. Like, show the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should reenact that famous moment, and then when you go into the belly room, I'll be up there and some girl will be sucking my dick. I won't mention her name live on the air, but that's my favorite story about yours.
Oh, yeah.
When Adam calls.
No, I do show, like, all the quick...
Right when they first got those cameras set up, when Chris Burns was a manager, Adam calls, and he's like, hey, man, just want to... You know, how's everything going at the club? I don't want to drive there. Is everything fine? He goes, yeah, man, everything's great. I'm just sitting in the office watching Ari get his dick sucked in the belly room. Ari's just sitting up there like nobody's the wiser. Yeah, he's just sitting there like that.
I'm telling you, man. Those cameras, it's like we were not trained mice. It was not a place to put cameras. And adjustment. I almost had a tougher time with the cameras than I do with people eating food. People eating food was a big hurdle. I was like, I'm performing. I'm like, why are you eating food? What? And then that went away. But the cameras thing is like, oh, you got to watch yourself everywhere now.
Oh, yeah. You got to be very careful.
If people turn their back, you can get your dick sucked there.
What do you mean?
The room alone, of course.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was what it was for, to get your dick sucked.
I didn't even know it was a comedy club for 6 years. I thought it was a whorehouse the first 6 years I hung out there.
I was like, you guys are doing shows in the dick sucking room? I mean, no.
Why are you guys doing comedy? I'm trying to get my dick sucked up here.
Shit about cameras in a dick sucking room.
Yeah, and then I'm like, who put cameras in a dick sucking room?
Even without cameras, I was in the one place where there's none. Where I told Tebow during the day. I think at Punch Drunk, I was like, "Oh, hey, did you fuck somebody or get your dick sucked last night at the Comedy Store?" "Oh, I don't think so." And I was like, "Is this your hat?"
Yeah, he found my hat.
Like, oh, where did you find that? I'm like in the crawl space, like, Betsy's office. That's why yep. I found it. What, wow, were you yeah. just like, did the wind blow it there?
I was like, oh, that's right. Like, I was all right,
maybe I did.
Doing my taxes. speaking of the comedy store.
I have a question for Corey Cripple. I know a lot of times you move.
His name's Jack, and he's my yeah. crippled son, yeah. you prick.
I know a lot of times when you lose one sense, your other senses go up. So it's the sense of travel. Can you now? Is your sense of smell so strong that you can tell me Ebo had to drink for breakfast? Like what alcoholic drinks?
Hey, don't you get my kid thinking? And it was Scotch neat.
I can definitely sense a window washer. There.
Just, yep. Window for washer. Sure.
That's
yeah.
how I kickstart
Windex,
it.
Yeah. That's how he starts the morning off.
Yeah.
I have a special feeling someone's going to hit you in the face with a hammer, Ari, and he wants to congratulate you on your special. Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look, Ari, it's me.
Wow. What's up, Dice?
First of all, I just want to say Dice. Too?
Yeah. Dice. It's me, Andrew. How are you?
That is easy. I was by your place this morning. I needed to borrow some clubs.
No, okay, all right. Andrew. All right, I filled out a police report. I just wish you had told me beforehand. Okay.
It was a gag on you. You called the cops, now you feel stupid.
Yeah. I feel stupid. You're right, Andrew. I apologize.
I had a meeting with William Morris, and I needed to bring some clubs to, you know, it's a new persona.
Okay. That makes sense.
You go into the meeting and they're like, oh, Dice is a golfer now. He gets it.
Okay. Well,
he's got the fingerless golf gloves.
How do you think I booked Blue Jasmine, dummy?
All right. What are you getting so upset about?
I'm pretty upset. We haven't even done
congratulations
anything.
On everything. Congratulations on the new HBO show. I heard it's great. How is working with Scorsese?
Oh, Marty, he's unbelievable.
Really?
I hear the scene and I'm like, look, Marty, the lighting's all wrong. And I start moving the equipment around the set.
Wow. I mean, you really think you should be doing that, Andrew? That's not really your place, you know?
What's he going to do? If he comes at me, I'm going to hit him in the face with a hammer.
I guess there's that, yeah.
That wouldn't be the thing he does. He would not hire you. There's lots of stuff he would do before coming.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know how it is. Next time, he's not even going to see me coming.
Andrew, I heard through the grapevine you were like rewriting scenes for the show for Marty and performing them for him.
Sometimes you got to take the Sharpie out of your sock and rewrite the scenes on a napkin.
All right,
right. Oh, that reminds me. Remember when Ari was rifling through your affairs?
Yeah, that's why he's banned from my household. Life. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, I just don't ever want you to forget that.
I know.
The little retard can come over.
Yeah, lovely.
Cheers for that one, guys.
Yeah. That's great, Andrew. Yeah, I'd love to come over again. I went to both your kids' bar mitzvahs. You know, you can trust me.
Yeah, you saw my 4-hour speech.
Yeah, I saw the 4-hour speech. Yes.
Did he really?
They're supposed to do a video, and it was. The video for the child, it was an hour and 11 minutes.
It was about me, the ADC.
Yeah.
ADC.
All about Dice. It was an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, look. During dinner. Easy. Won't see Dice coming.
I bought with a hammer, I guess, yeah.
Do you want to see the extended version?
No, I saw the whole editing process. I'm great on all of it, Dice. But thank you very much.
I showed it to Brody. Positive energy.
He loved it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Does Andrew Dice Clay still do the rhyming thing?
Yeah,
maybe you can ask him.
Yeah, we'd like to hear a few.
James Cripple likes to drink Ripple, and he adopted a fucking cripple.
Nice.
Nicely played, sir. Pointed.
I got the cigarette extended around the head. You can't see it because this is a podcast format.
So I just put a cigarette around my head. You can't
see it. Hey, where'd Ari go?
He's right there.
I'm here, guys.
Hey, Ari, you ripped off Gerard Carmichael, and I'm not going to stand for it.
And we ripped off Gerard Carmichael. We're just doing our specials at the same spot. Hey, Dice.
You did the special first, dummy.
Thank you, Brian. Guys, thank you for doing my storyteller show. I think it's really cool, you.
Oh, is he doing it?
Yeah, he's doing it.
Wow. You do this special, Ari, I want you to stare at the Andrew Dice Clay neon and get intimidated.
Yeah. How would I do that? Why would I do that, though? What benefit would that give me to stare at the light and get intimidated?
It's going to give you good power, because it's going to make you funnier just to see my name in the lights.
I could see that.
Right.
Hey, Ren, it's easy. What does the number 5 on this golf club mean?
That's the 5-iron. It's the 5-iron means it's probably like a 200-yard club, Dice. You probably just, if you have a shot about 200 yards, maybe 180, you probably want to hit that club.
Would it bend if I hit Ari in the neck with it?
I don't know. Let's try it out a couple times. We'll see.
I'm going to do it for Gerard Carmichael and all the black kids out there, Ari.
So I got a Jonathan Swift. And I got Oliver Swift is not coming up on my phone
I mean,
here, all right?
Of course not. Even if he's on the fucking essayist.
You made up Oliver Swift.
Are you guys talking about Taylor Swift? Yeah,
yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I fucked her.
You fucked Taylor Swift?
Of course I did, Renazizi. Don't play dumb with the dice, man.
All right, I'm sorry. I should have assumed. She's a little young for you, but that's okay, I guess.
You want to see the fingerprints with some of the DNA on it?
No.
Yeah, I would.
No, I don't want to see that.
I kind of do.
All right.
Maybe I'll give it to the British kid as a going-away present.
Now the Ari has asked you, and I think it's somewhat of an olive branch, to do his storyteller show. Mm. Is this going to allow him to come back into your home once again, maybe someday?
I'll think about it. I got to see how the show goes with this Ari guy.
I hope his story on the storytellers is you rifling through his shit.
Yeah.
What's the topic again, Ari? You know I forget stupid shit that I don't want to do.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you doing it. What story I'm doing? Do you know yet?
What's the topic? I just asked you. I mean, don't let me ban myself from the show.
It's a few shows. It's danger. We have a danger one. We have family, childhood, friendship.
This sounds terrible.
If you want to do a story about travel or about.
What if he does a story about a young comic rifling through his affairs in his own apartment?
I see this guy going through the Rolodex, and I can't even believe it.
I was there that day, I think.
By the bus driver.
Were you at the house?
The bus driver is a classic, Ari. You got good taste. I'll give you that.
I heard only yesterday that Ari had stolen a statuette from Andrew Dice Clay. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I leave the room for a minute. This guy's going through my belly drawer and the refrigerator.
Yeah. You told me I had a gun in there. You told me I had a gun in there. And you said, feel pretty good.
He's touching the kids' Capri Suns. I told them they were off limits.
I said, you didn't have a gun. I didn't believe you. The joke was
going to
be a shop.
I was never going to be a shop, Andrew. You saw that there was police tape around the door to keep people out like you.
All right, did you remove police tape to go?
Why did you remove the police tape? That's obvious.
I didn't see police tape. Freddie Soto was there. Maybe he took the police tape off. Maybe
you
reminded him home.
Don't do so in the name of the dead, Ari. You take it back. You know Freddie was a nice kid.
I know. What are you doing, Ari? Why could you do that?
No, because he made it worse, Freddie. He would go to him and say, and then he heard things that he didn't hear and get more upset. Andrew, he was lying to you. He was having fun at my expense.
Renazizi didn't go in the office. He's a nice guy from New York, like the Dice Man.
I mind my own business, Andrew. It's none of my business. It's none of my business what goes on in your house, Andrew.
It's none of your business because you're a good guy, and that's why you work on the TV. All he's got to do is story time things.
Story time.
Ari, I mean, Andrew, you're gonna be on it. It's gonna be on television.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this thing's on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I gotta dress up for it in the leather.
I mean, you could wear whatever you want. It's up to you.
I thought it was like in Ari's living room or something.
No. Ari doesn't have a living room. He has one room. It's just the room. This thing is at a comedy club.
Jordan BNC or something?
No, it's at a strip club. Cheetahs, I think, right?
The show's at a strip club? You know I don't go in those places, Ari.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a functioning strip club at the time, Andrew. It's just going to be for the shoot.
Yeah.
Do they got got the pole in there?
Yeah, they have a pole.
I can't go in there. You know I don't like germs.
I don't know what you can do, Ari. You got to green screen it in, I guess.
Ari, do you have a show about friendship?
Yeah.
I'd like to tell a nice story about my friend Wheels.
Is Wheels there?
Okay. Take us through
Is
it.
Is Wheels with me? Of course he's with me. That's what he paid to do, dummy.
Let's hear him say hi.
Hey, yeah. Ari, I was wondering, can I get booked on the storyteller show? Or...
It's kind of full for white males right now, Wheels.
He doesn't want you. He's got what he needs, the number one.
Hey, Wheels, can I talk? Wheels, I heard you were doing Ari's storyteller show. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, I got a great story about meatballs.
Oh, so about meatballs.
So you're doing the TV one on Comedy Central?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Cool. And they said after they saw Fortune Foods, they needed more overweight people. So Ari gave me the call.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Can I get on the league by chance?
I thought you told me you were on the league, I think, Wheels. And I was like, I don't remember
that.
You
told me he was on it. He said he was only recurring, but he told me.
British guy. Can I move to England, maybe trade off some of your fame?
Yeah, by all means. By all means.
Wheels, give me the fucking phone back. You make me sick.
Bye, Wheels.
Good talking to you, Wheels.
Sure, I'm the memo. Ari's banned until 2090.
Wow.
2090. Wow.
All right, 2091, you can go back to Dice's house.
Yeah.
No chance of parole.
Wow. That's a long sentence.
When are you shooting the special?
I didn't look through your drawers, idiot.
Hey, you don't talk to me like that. I got the hammer in my hand, and I got something that's called a driver for Menezes' golf bag.
Andrew, please. Andrew, don't take the clubs out of the bag. Just put the bag down. I'll come pick it up later on.
I'll pick up the whole bag over my head and throw it on your head like a trash can, Ari. Now, Ari, let's talk civilized for a second. When are you shooting the special, dummy?
Andrew, I'm sorry.
All right, when are you shooting your special? He wants to know.
Oh, October 29th.
I'm going to be tomorrow heckling you the whole show.
The whole show.
It's
going to be throwing with cigarettes at your face.
At your face.
Yeah, maybe Andrew, maybe we'll give him the Frank Lemmerman treatment, the way Ari used to treat Frank Lemmerman in the comedy store.
Oh, the German kid with the stupid hair? Oh, Ari, you're in for it. October 29th. Halloween's going to come early all over your face. Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Dice Clay still has it.
Really nicely done.
I remember loving that kid, just screaming at him, Bergen-Belsen, 146,000 Jews lost their lives.
Oh, my God. And then he would just continue on. You remember Frank Lemmerman?
Yeah, for sure.
He was this German comedian who came over. He had this big hair, and he would do this whole prop act, but it was all...
I mean, hair like this. I mean, very tall.
But he was like an MTV guy over in Germany. So he came over here to do comedy, and he had this whole act that was very synchronized with music and art. And, you know, you saw the Comedy Store. It's not always like a room that you can perform those big numbers in. Sometimes you have to self-acknowledge and go, this isn't the best thing.
Yeah.
Well, he would do the show.
Actually,
like it was
Bradbury got off stage, and he would, like,
have it was a big production for him just to bring on the next comedian. Well, Ari would yell in the back about the Holocaust, screaming about 14 million Jews perished each and every year under your watch. And the guy would just continue on as if nothing was going on, screaming just in the back of the room. People would be looking behind him.
It is my thoughts raped and killed. Every day.
And he was just a shot, like, smiling big German guy on stage. It was like Bill Nye, the Science Guy, tackled him for some atrocity.
1-2 million people.
You break down the different camps. Dachau, 4.6 million. 3 million burned alive. Auschwitz, 6 million Jews.
And he's just doing this fucking puppet show. Yeah, exactly.
So Andrew will have that lined up for you on the 29th, then. That'll be great. We'll get Lemmerman in. Who else? Those four Armenians that I protected you from in the back of the room.
God, who's that fucking Asian dude? Pete, what about Peter Chen?
Peter Chen did an episode of The League the other day, by the way.
Get out of
here. Swear to God. Cast completely on his own.
What did he do?
On his own. He played a Korean, a Chinese,
food delivery guy.
No, like a Chinese, like a 24-hour mart owner.
What do you mean on his own? Like,
like I saw his name on the call sheet the next day, and I was like, oh,
get
shit.
Get out of here.
I said Peter Chen, and I looked over Chinese, like, convenience store owner. I was like, oh, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you were on
the
same.
It's the Bobby Lee episode. So I was telling Bobby in the parking lot the other day. I was like, hey, if you can't do it, you know, we got Peter Chen. And it's like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you look at the call sheet. He's on the call sheet. He's like, no, fuck
it. Was it the same? I mean, have you confirmed that it's the same Peter Chen?
Oh, no, totally the same Peter Chen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He does a commercial every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I see him in, like, weird reality shows at times, too. Like, he was on, like, Blind Date once.
And you told me that's, like, how the cultural differences there are.
Yeah.
And how they say being embarrassed is like, really bad there. If you, like, are embarrassed in front of your family. And they call it losing face. They say if you lose face, it looks down on you for, like, years.
If you lose your face, you look down for years. While trying to find it, oh.
Yeah.
Lose
face is like a term. But, like, Peter, that was his whole act. He was being, like, super brave.
Right.
For him to say that stuff.
Man, did Don ever fuck with him?
He was really... Yeah. I remember when Don... When he tried to kick Don or someone, and Tony had him pinned up against the back wall or...
Yeah, yeah, he tried to kick him in the face. Karate kick him in the face.
Yeah.
He caught his leg and then pushed forward.
Yes, exactly right.
His leg was like exactly a rocket right. Pinned up against the back. Yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah, you could do it. You didn't even feel
you
it.
You could probably tie your legs in a knot. That's my talented son.
Speaking of your show, Ari, I'm having a tough time coming up with a story. I'm like, oh, God,
I got one
I'm
for
dying.
You.
What?
What about the time when your clubs got stolen? Oh, you should talk about your up and down weight problems. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll talk to you about it later, Steve. So let's bring.
Let's brainstorm
some stuff so you can work it out at times.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break before we can. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I want to talk
about back
this,
in 5 minutes.
This Falcons too.
Oh, okay. I'm all about it.
Football. We're all 13 fans.
I don't understand American sports.
Yeah.
Are you lucky? Spinning around in outer space, and that's Ren Azizi. What he looked like when he was at his car. Where are my clubs? What race do you think? Because here's the problem.
I'll tell you right now. I snagged down the ADT guy as he drove by. Right.
Uh huh.
Filipino guy sounded exactly like, or Thai Huck? Guy sounded like Huck. Right. He goes like this. He's like, I go, hey man, did you see anything last night? Someone I think jacked my clubs out of my car. He goes, I know who it was. Black guys, they caught the 3 black guys 3 days ago up at the top of Mount Olympus. They kept them stealing cars, stealing stuff out of car. And I'm like, wait, how do you know this? You're the ADT guy. He's like, and I'm like, why right away? He's like, why did you tell me? I'm like, why? Because they're black guys, and I want you to look for them. I'm like, no. First of all,
that's your job.
Yeah, that's
one,
what yours, and you're the ADT man. You have the badge and everything on.
Was he Welsh?
No, he was Thai, like Thai guy. Like, yeah.
I was making fun of the bad accent.
Oh, my accent. Yeah. Yeah. I don't do accents very well. But yeah, he was profiling before I could start to profile.
Yeah.
Because I had Latino all the way.
That was
I was
your
like,
guess.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, they can...
Yeah, you gotta think in that neighborhood, they scout everything out.
Yeah, and they took 3 joints out of my glove box. That's how I knew. That's when I knew. You know when you're like, wait a minute. Did I just move my clubs for a second? And then all of a sudden, I went to the glove box, and there was nothing but no joints, nothing left. And I was like, oh, now I know. I think it was locked. I'm almost positive it was locked. I took out some clothes to wash it last night, and I'm pretty sure I hit the lock thing.
Can you then...
Did they break the pretty thing?
What's the...
No.
Do you have to put that on the claims form, like, I got 3 joints stolen?
No, I told the cop, though.
Yeah, what did...
He said, did they take anything else? I said, 3 joints. And he's like, I can't write that down. And I was like, that's fine. That's okay. It's, you know, I'm just being honest with you.
Smoke weed every day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you go blind?
He went blind,
yeah,
by the way.
Blind.
Yeah. My son's losing everything, man.
You talked about his powers of sight. Now look what happened.
No, I found out during the break that I get more money if he's also blind. So I walked in and jammed a couple pencils in his eyes. I'm like, sorry about this, bro. I really like you, Jack, but... Ah! So, yeah, now he's blind. And I think, you know what? He's going to come up with a lot of good bits.
Yeah.
Think about all the blind jokes.
Because, like, they played that set in the break. And from that set, you would think that all I talked about was the fact that I was disabled.
Right.
That is not the case, and that's why I don't like that set. But now, if that were the case, I would have more to go with. I'd have more scope to just blind as well.
Yeah.
You know,
deaf, blind.
Yeah, just...
That's how I'm going to make you super rich.
Scream super loud in my ear.
As your dad / manager now.
No.
What a great choice you've made, by the way.
No.
Blind, deaf... Mute. You can't even talk.
No, he's got to talk. He's got to communicate.
Yeah. Well,
sign language. Can you do sign language?
A computer.
No, because I'm going to break both of his hands. So
no, a crazy Stephen Hawking sort of computer that I operate from a muscle in my cheek.
Yes! Yeah.
There we go. This is the million dollar idea.
Yes, we got it.
If you count jelly beans real good, too.
Mm. Like Rain Man.
You can?
No, like Rain Man, he says.
Like Rain Man, he wants to know.
You'd have that too.
Yeah, no, I'm dreadful.
How good are you at counting cards?
No, I'm awful at math.
This handicap of yours doesn't help me in Vegas? Okay. Yeah. Fuck, man. I'm going to have to.
We're going to Salvia and go to Vegas.
You could get some
this.
Free parking or something like that.
I'm in with that.
Yeah. Trust me, in this city, that's very valuable. You can get blown
Disneyland?
For that.
Disneyland front of the line every time?
Ooh. Let me tell you something. I went to Disneyland the last Saturday before school started, and it was a nightmare. It was the Saturday of Shroomfest, Ari, and I would have paid you money to be a member of my family.
Well, it's a lucrative business because, like, I was reading an article from the Sun newspaper in the UK, and it said, like, fat people and disabled people were going to theme parks and renting themselves out. To families who were there.
Oh, so they can get to the front of the line?
Yeah.
They
do that for everything now. Did you ever go to Austin, that Franklin's Barbecue there? The famous one? You can pay, you can go online and get on Craigslist and get a person to wait in line for you at like 7 in the morning.
And the guy who does it trades you for tickets to your comedy show.
He didn't want tickets to my comedy show. I gave him can. I'm kidding. I gave the guy can like $30 and then I bought him lunch when I got there. Yeah, it was awesome.
It's taking 4 hours of time.
4 hours. And they don't care like how famous you are or anything. Like you wait in that line. Yeah, that's it.
It's great.
Yeah, it really is.
It's incredible.
But I could have used that at Disneyland. Damn, man. Oh, you got the whole setup, whole walker and everything.
Yeah.
You got a walker over here,
yeah.
Ari. Oh.
Yeah, you would have been.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have got you one of those carts.
Hit me up and I'll schedule something for you guys.
We've got to, you know, just.
We could say it's like a make-a-wish or something. Like, you got like 3 weeks left to live. Like, I know it's the last Saturday before school, but let's just get this thing on.
Get the shaver out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm a grandparent's son. Yeah. I will be 15. If I have my shit together, I can have a son.
And by the way, Ari, this is how. Considering your internet connection, this is as good as it probably would have happened if you had a son 15 years ago.
Calm back.
Now, let me ask you this. So you were were gigging in Austin?
Yes.
First thing you do, go to Yelp. I need people waiting in all the food lines for me.
That's what the first
I'm
thing
only
I
here
do.
For 3
well,
days.
Well, no. It's like when you set up the week before, I'm like, I get all my guys waiting in line so that when I get there, all my ducks are in a row. I have backups for people, you know, different cities. I'm like, oh, Phil can't make the line at Ralph's. Okay, well, then I got to go wait. You know, I'll find someone else to go over there.
Of course.
That's an organized path to death.
Competitive eating champ. I love that. That's great.
Is that you?
That's me and Eliza Dushku.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a magic day, man.
Whoa, you got your hands on her cans.
I had my hands. She had her. That was, I mean, with Rick Fox staring at me the whole time. And loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Loving it. But, yeah, that was, her body was right up against mine. My hands were on her.
How hard were you, be honest?
here's the problem. If you see, go down, I'm wearing like gym shorts and we're shooting in a gym in front of, oh, we have a ton of extras and they're doing this like as an example. So it's like, here's your choices. Like you can get hard when you're in bed with someone and kind of hide it and roll out of bed. You know, you kind of do that boner walk. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm wearing gym shorts, and if I get hard, it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But I have now Eliza Dushku, grabbed over, like right over where it was, and just stroking it up and down like that. I mean, I don't know where I went mentally not to get hard, but I still beat off to that today. Like,
wow. Just
today. Like, it's still easily downloadable, or I'm like, bop, 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 there it is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough to do.
How's her can?
You didn't get hard at all? I'd be still getting hard. I'd be so scared. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'd be so scared of getting hard.
Well, no, the more embarrassing thing than actually, because just getting hard would be kind of funny. But, like, in between takes when you're, like, getting that, like, you're, like, 60% getting it, and you're, like, you're thick now, and it's starting to rise up. So it's not that full hard. It's just like, oh, look at how sad he is. Either he's trying to fight it, or this is the best he can do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I couldn't even get, the real, like, you either want to just stay flaccid or just go 100% boner.
Yeah.
And I could only I settled it down to like 60%. So now it's just that thick lump. Yeah. Really thick. Really thick lump.
Okay.
Beefy lump.
All right.
Just a big old fucking hammer.
All of a sudden you just became favorite.
Hey, this kid.
This beefy
load. This big beefy load.
Man, that had to be difficult.
Oh, it was tough. That was a tough day, yeah, but that was, I mean, oh.
Still beat off to it. How long ago
absolutely.
Was it?
Absolutely. Four years ago? Yeah. Even when
she
I go.
She was Dollhouse?
Yeah, Dollhouse.
Dollhouse with that?
Yeah. Dollhouse and.
Actor?
What's that cheerleading movie? Take That or whatever it's called, or fucking Eat That Shit or.
Suck it.
In Your Face or
show
whatever.
You,
that,
show
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
One up to you, twat.
So hot. Yeah. And nice, too. And went for it. Oh, did she go for it?
God.
I was like, when she's the first take, I was like, oh my God, this is how aggressive this is going to get.
Now, how's Trace with shit like that?
Less work for her to do.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, I think so, yeah.
That's like textbook Galern, like a Galern message. It's like when you've been married like that long, like Galern will leave me. This is a direct voicemail. He left me one time. And you know, his voicemails are all the same.
Yeah.
I'm stoned, I'm baked, I'm lost on the 101. And then it's like,
yeah, that's an update.
What's up? Yeah. Dude, I'm on the fucking 10-something. Baked. I'm gone. I took one puff. I don't know where I am. I might not even be in California. Anyways, fucking kids are good. Jess is good. I ate her out from behind. I ate her ass and fingered her from behind. She's good.
Jerked me off in the shower.
She's good for a month. She beat me off in the shower. I'm good for about 3 hours.
Yeah, that's what.
And you're like listening to this voicemail. And you're like, first of all, when is this ever ending?
Yeah.
And then like the next day, he's like, dude, why didn't you call me back? I'm like, you had to left me a 7-minute message. I have no need to call you back. You've told me everything that you could possibly have to tell me.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
What if the NSA get into that voicemail?
Oh, it? Please.
Oh, if that ever starts happening, yeah. We're all going down.
Yeah, big bad.
We're all going down hardcore.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever get spots now?
Huh? Yeah, he did some spots. I think he did a spot the other night. Yeah.
Who?
Galern.
Yeah, Galern's getting spots. I'm getting spots. Fucking
I wish
John Huck's getting spots. Skakel's getting spots. Times they are a changing.
I wish Andrew was still on the phone.
What casualties have there been?
Huh?
Any casualties yet?
None yet, man. But you know, a lot of people are really.
Judy.
I mean, yeah, Chinchada's going to be on.
Wait, she was getting spots?
I mean, she was getting every now and then a little friends and family action.
Yeah.
But now she's just showing up left and right. Jeff Richards is. We're trying to get her. She apparently is showing interest in Richards.
Sexually?
Oh, yeah. And she's like, you know, trying to go home with him and shit.
Really?
And me and we're all like, Richards, you gotta do it.
He's gotta do it once.
You gotta take one for the team just for the story so we can all, I don't think I got it in me. I'm like, yeah, you do, Richards.
You got it in you.
You definitely do.
Yeah, he does. Oh, God.
Richards will fuck anything. I'm scared to turn my back to him sometimes when he comes around. You know, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to. Show that side
Jesus
up to
Christ.
Him.
Yeah, Judy Chinchado. Oh, I haven't seen Sergio's loves around. You know, he's
Sergio's coming around. A lot of people see that's what's going to happen is, and that's what we're talking about.
Going back, and they're going to get another rejection.
Yep, that's exactly what we were talking about during the break. It's like he's like, I'm like, it's got to congeal. The smoke's got to clear for a while because right now there's this influx. Because Steve was asking me like, who do I talk to about like protocol? Like if I want to go up, when am I? You know, and I'm like, it's just Adam. You have no problem. Just talk to Adam. You know, and he's also, like, why don't I bother him? He's so busy. I'm like, well, it's got us, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
It's going to take time. I barely even talk to him now. Like, we used to talk all the time, but now he's just so busy. I know.
I mean, someone should tell him for, like, the people that aren't around me, you know, didn't have him around. Like,
Bob O'Shea.
Someone should tell Adam, like, the good ones of those. Because he.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have been. Guy,
and you'd be like, oh, actually, that guy's really good.
Yep.
He was just never here because of whatever.
And also the people
you know,
that are like...
You know those guys that came back every 8 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the good ones. Who had the dreads, Brendan Zisi?
Who's
black
what?
Guy. He had dreads. Real funny.
White guy?
Black guy.
Oh, I thought he was...
He's barely only there like in the beginning. He had a joke about being a stripper, having to give out a chain. Ricky Barber like had a similar one.
Mm-hmm. Black guy. Good-looking black guy? Dreadlocks?
Yeah, man. Yeah, short dreads, though. He was like, oh, you don't know. I don't know.
No,
he was like, we just come back every once in a long while. But when Mitzi was around, she remembered those guys. She goes, how you been? Where you been? And then, like, I've lived in England for 4 years. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, and she'll give him a spot. She remembered everybody.
The other night, I thought I saw Honest John. And I went over and I'm like, Honest John, what's
he
up?
He does look like him.
Dude, I walked over Don's and I was like, guy. Honest John. And he was like, hey, man, how are you? I'm like, it's good to see you back, man. It's really nice. You're going to start doing spots? He's like, I don't do comedy. I'm like, oh, you don't do comedy anymore? I'm like, what happened? He's like, I never really did it. I'm like, John, you did it here all the time. He's like, I'm not Honest John. I work with Don. That's probably how you know me. I'm like, why do we have this conversation for 30 seconds? Why has this gone on for that long?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, people are coming back now because they maybe, you know, didn't like Tommy and now they're doing, you know, they want
well,
to.
Well, that has been happening for a week. For about 2 weeks. Like, you know, all of a sudden Sergio Love is there all the time. And, you know, all those people. I'm just waiting for Stevie D to show up. But.
Stevie
remember
D.
Remember that guy? And, you know, so all those people come up. And so the other night, all these people keep coming up to me. They're like, Teeb, what's up? And I go to Richards. I go, man. All these people, I don't even know who the fuck they are. Yeah. And I thought that one guy was Honest John.
I walked right over to him.
And Dave Taylor and Richards go, no, it's the Windy City Heat weekend. It's all of Don's fans, and they know all of us.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was all these comics coming back for spots, and I'm like, they're coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, this dude looked exactly like Honest John. And they were having that Robin Williams memorial, too. So that's why I was like, oh, they, maybe he was like knew him way in the back or, you know, like back in the day or something like that. So,
I went to that. That was rough.
Yeah, that was rough. That was real rough. Did they get that? Were you over in England when he died or were you here?
No, I was here, yeah.
You were here?
I went to the store on the night of the day it had happened. It's a sad
was he as big over in England? Do you think it was a big deal over there? Or?
Yeah, well, I appreciated him more for the stand-up, but definitely over there for Mrs. Doubtfire and all the movies.
Broader comedies.
Yeah, yeah but...
Hobbit.
Yeah.
You say The Hobbit?
Yeah, it was great in that.
He's not in
I was in the desert during Mushrooms on a cabin, and when the news hit us, maybe it hits comedians different, but stand-up comedians were all like, oh, wow, weird. Yeah. Celebrity, and that was it. There was no like pain in any way.
Really?
I was on set. It kind of trickled down when people started getting a little more depressed.
Yeah.
And then this one, I'm not going to say.
Phil Seymour Hoffman was bigger. News in my mind.
Not me.
Not me either. I mean, tragedy across the board, but like. If you told me like he had passed away from a heart attack or something like that, that would have
car
been sadder
or something.
Like, yeah, I'm like, but the way also it was like, oh man,
oh, suicide. Yeah, it made you think about suicide. That made you think.
That was a tough thing where you're like, oh shit, you had just like no idea. I mean, not that I knew him or anything, but like just to know how sad he was.
I mean, and to like to the extremes that he killed himself.
Yeah, that's not.
Were you there that night? Were you guys there that night that Ingram relapsed?
I was there at the end with him.
And Ingram's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there that night.
I was there for a little bit of that. That was crazy. I mean, One time he came to the Comedy Store, yeah, and he, I guess he was drinking at the time, and him and this other comedian who does impressions of some older guys who hung out there during the time when Robin was growing up there, and so they, we just all hung out. Everyone was hanging out in the back, and he, you know, he's drinking and laughing, and it's awesome. Like, that's how he was. It wasn't like he, yeah, would walk in and be like, what? People would run to get him a drink. He'd wait online and do everything else, because that's where he kind of grew up, yeah, and doing, yeah, started, yeah, doing, yeah, stand-up.
It was something in that there he was kind of like, and probably very depressed, and just like, you know, man, I just want to feel,
yeah,
either young again or connected again,
yeah,
or, you know.
I was,
that's definitely a place where you can go do that.
Well, I was, me and Jim Jeffries the other day had a conversation about suicide and what, and he said it's, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, it's a selfish act or whatever, because of Bill O'Reilly on Fox News going, oh, he's a coward or whatever.
Yeah, he has kids and stuff, yeah.
If you treat it like as big...
Definitely not cowardly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you treat it as bigger illness, depression is a sort of cancer. This is Jim's words, not mine, but depression is, if you treat it like cancer, it's an actual illness, and, you know, you want to... You need an end.
Yeah, oh yeah, you gotta
yeah,
treat it diagnose, yeah, it, number, yeah, one, and then treat, yeah, it. And...
But like, you need to, if you feel that you need to get out, you need to get out.
Yeah.
Like, but, and if that, I suppose if that's what the illness has brought onto you, then there needs to be a, if that's how you're feeling, and that's obviously how Robin Williams was feeling, that you needed to draw a line under, you know, obviously how misguided or whatever that was, because the people love him still.
Yeah.
He felt he needed to draw a line under, you know, his life and that.
Yeah, I mean...
So, like, that's a symptom of the disease. It,
yeah,
makes you...
Well, the symptom, yeah, is, yeah.
Or,
yeah,
makes
is feeling
your leg hurt, as other diseases might do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was they had that ceremony or memorial at the Comedy Store the night. I kind of poked my head, and it was pretty busy. And yeah, it was, I guess, very. I saw people coming out and emotional and stuff. Letterman did a great thing last night. He actually showed that picture. I guess he's got a copy of it. It's behind the bar, I think, or in the front bar. You know that picture of Pryor, Mitzi, and then Letterman and Robin had the little mustache on.
Mm-hmm.
It's. You would know it as soon as you saw it. I think it's a behind. So Letterman's got a copy,
like,
of
hard,
it. Yeah,
yeah,
hard. Same one as that one. And he did. You know, he spoke about Robin and meeting him and the Comedy Store. And then he showed that picture. He goes, this is how I'll always remember. And he was like, two of these people in this picture are extraordinarily funny. One didn't know they were going to be funny, and one knew all of them were going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. Yeah, he did a really, really nice, because you could tell, like, yeah, he was. It was 10 minutes. They didn't break for commercial.
Yeah.
Like, they let him and, you know, talk about it. And it showed some of clips from him being on the show.
I gotta look that up.
50-something times. Crazy. Yeah, it was really good last night. But a lot about the store.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to look that up.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was good.
Letterman?
Yeah, Letterman.
Letterman last night, yeah.
I was relieved to know that he had Parkinson's a little bit, because there was some solace in that for me, because then it's like, okay, it wasn't just total depression, all this. Like, he was like, I'm not... Like, that was the,
yeah,
deal breaker, you know?
Yeah, like, well, this is bad enough.
Like,
and then,
my quality of life is going to deteriorate quickly,
yeah,
and I don't want that.
A small thing can throw you over the edge, something like Parkinson's more. Do you think there's a Coke and Parkinson's, like,
yes,
link?
Really?
Yeah, I'm positive of it.
There must be.
I mean, I can't prove it.
Because prior as well.
Michael J. Fox, Mitzi...
Was
Pryor,
that,
fucking,
yeah,
you know, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Or it's something about the Coke that was going around in the 80s.
Oh, that Parky Coke?
Yeah.
Oh.
That Cold War Coke.
Can we sue, what's his name? Fucking,
who's that dude? There was probably Chewy.
Sue everybody. What's the guy down in that? Sue the whole place for bad Coke. What was the guy?
Columbia,
yeah.
Let's just sue their whole fucking country.
I love cocaine!
Yeah, cocaine.
Yeah, there has to be. I don't know if that's been proven, but man, look at all the people that were notorious for that.
Yeah.
And then,
sure,
you know, now they're all in, you know, they get in their 50s and 60s, and they all get the same thing.
That's bad news for a lot of our friends.
Yeah, that's very yeah, that's bad very news. Bad news for a lot of our friends.
Yeah, coke was just, yeah, for me, it was like, I've done it like 5-6 times in my life. It was like one of those things I could just pick up and drop off.
Yeah. I loved it too much really? That I literally yeah. had to, I'm like, I don't foresee, knock on wood, me ever doing coke again.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in probably, last time I did coke, here's how I knew I would never do it again. I woke up at the top of some like 50th floor of some building, under a desk.
In an office building?
No, in somebody's condo, some place I
okay.
don't know.
Okay.
There's a guy watching college football in the living room who I do not know. Mm-hmm. And the last people I talked to, it was like 6:30 in the morning, was me, Sergio Love, and PJ Stansberry.
Those were the last, yeah.
And then I woke up the next day with a 2-day hangover, and I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know? That was like a 2-year run of, you know, and I wasn't like, I'm not going to mention names, but people, other people on this podcast that have more of a problem with that.
Sam Triple.
Yes, that's exactly right. But I was just like, man, why would I lie? I just, there's no attraction to it to me. Everything that goes with it is what I always hated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the other ancillary shit that goes along with it. The fucking conversation.
It's a terrible drug.
Yeah. Well, Parkinson's is... Yeah, if you get if you get diagnosed with that, and you're already like, nah, I'm not really sure about this, that might be...
Yeah, I mean, he was already like, his show got canceled. He just always fought depression. Always fought...
I'll tell you, I've had depression, and it's like any little thing can make you feel way worse. Like any little setback.
Yep.
Like shit, nothing. Like, I gotta get, I don't know, whatever. Like, it's dirty or whatever. Yeah. Anything small.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot. So, yeah, some massive.
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, let's say somebody stole your golf clubs or something like that.
Yeah.
Or it's, you know, you're going to Burger King and they're out of mayonnaise. Whatever. Any of those things.
Is insurance? Hey.
Oh, no. Insurance, the cop told me, he filled out the paperwork, he handed it to me, the report. And I go, oh, should I submit this to my insurance claim? And he's like, yeah, and they'll do nothing with it. You might as well go look for a unicorn.
Did he say you might as well go look for a unicorn?
No.
Okay. But that's not good. Not good.
I did practice. Say, I go, what do you mean? It's useless? He goes, yeah, they're never going to give you any money back. Mm. They're never going to get any. If they stole the car, you'd have a better shot. What? But
this seems like the sort of beginnings of a vigilante film.
Oh, no. That's how it starts. Because tonight I sit outside. $100 bill to my car and sit outside with an
AK-47. Yeah. Right. Oh, God. So it just makes you so mad.
Yeah.
It's such a personal violation.
It really
was. Like, God, really?
Did they break the window?
No.
See, that's the problem, is that they... Here's why you don't get your money back. Because if they do that, every fucking person in Los Angeles is at the police station going, I just got a briefcase of cash taken from my car.
Yeah.
I just lost $10,000 golf clubs. I just lost my Fabergé eggs got stolen.
I filled out the report. It's like, so how much was the drive worth? I'm like, I could tell he didn't play golf then. I was just like, does it matter? He's like, yeah, I just tell him. I'm like, $300. And he goes, whoa, that's a lot. I go, well, how do you know? What kind of driver do you have? He's like, I don't play golf. I'm like, yeah, that's why these numbers I'm telling you are completely arbitrary. You have no idea what you're writing now.
Fucking difference. Who cares?
But I bet you Boom Shakalaka tries to sell me back my fucking 3-wood today.
Oh, that'd be great. What if he walks up, Boonabod?
Just comes over with the bag.
Boonabod, lightning rod?
No, Boone, this is not a lightning rod. This is my driver.
Oh, how are you going to drive in this?
I love how he gets indignant with you about your
car. Sure
your
does, questions. Doesn't like, he? Yeah.
I can't take a bath. Why are you going to take a bath?
That could be everything but the 8-iron. And he's like, no, this ain't an 8-iron. It's a B-iron.
yeah. Uh-huh.
Boone, I had two wedges, a 61 degree and a 56 degree. What are you talking about?
Who did what?
It's 61 degrees.
60. It's way warmer than that.
I'm sweating outside.
Yeah.
Ain't that good?
I like when you ask him a question and he answers a question, but not the question you just asked.
Hold on, guys.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Tommy Morris. He's been gone forever. Hey, Tommy, how you holding up, buddy?
It's not just that, okay?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I saw the news about Robin Williams, and it depressed me because I discovered him, okay?
Wait a minute. Tommy, no, he'd been there years before you. Decade before you. two decades.
Mitzi always told me I had an eye for talent, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
How did that work out?
Came in to the open mic, and I saw him, and I passed him along.
I don't think
really,
that's how
I think he was passed
went.
A while before you got there, Tommy. I'm not sure if you got their dates
maybe
correct.
Maybe 20 years or so.
You were probably at T-Birds working when Robin was doing stand-up at the store full-time.
Thanks for the T-Birds plug. I may have to go there, okay?
All right. Well, I told you to go back to Tampa. I think that's the best move for you.
Did you say that?
Yeah, you go, what would you do if you were me? I said, I'd probably go back to Tampa. Florida's probably cheaper than, you know, if you... having money problems, right? Right, Tommy? Wouldn't you
say? There's all these people that come to L.A. and then what? Or come to New York and then what?
All right, can I live with you?
Stay there.
Are you, Tommy wants to live with you,
yeah,
Ari. Is that cool?
I only got a one bedroom, man.
I have no problems that you're gay. Why do you think I've seen your balls so many times, Kai?
Well, it wasn't about homosexuality. It's just like a small place.
Where's Stephanie?
Well, I know
live?
You're gay, Ari. I've seen your balls. Why else would you show them? Okay, it's not just that.
I don't show. Hold on. They come out sometimes. Hey, kid, you ever see this?
What is wrong with you? Oh, you've got the ugliest balls. Look at those things. What are you doing?
Guys,
no, I don't make it
bigger. Beards, okay?
Oh, like my God.
Oh.
Stop.
Turkey neck. What a turkey neck.
That is...
God, why?
You don't see those in England all the time, do you?
Oh, man.
Wow. Is that might be illegal.
That might be illegal.
Yeah.
To you it is.
Yes,
absolutely.
To me.
I would like to say...
They would
for legal reasons, this is my son, and he's 18. God damn it.
That's nasty.
It's like the Big Ben of ball sacks, okay? It's not just that.
Is that?
Okay, so Tommy, what else? What else? What are you doing during your days and stuff?
Well, I've been watching a lot of Whitney reruns, okay?
What else?
Been calling Chris D'Elia. He's not returning my calls, okay?
Sad.
A lot of people have tried to get a hold of you, I've been hearing, and you seem pretty hard to get a hold of. You're not calling anybody back. You're not returning calls. You don't have an email address.
Well, being fired has been tough, okay? It's caused a rough herpes flare-up, okay?
Wait.
Whoa.
Man. Is Stephanie okay?
Not
what's
just
doing?
That, though. It burns, okay?
All right. How's Stephanie doing?
Well... I have a new album coming out. That's why I called. I need to plug it.
Oh,
sure. I'd love
go
to
ahead.
Hear this.
It's called Mitzi, You Are the One.
Wow.
Can we hear a little really something from it?
I wouldn't mind if you allow it.
Oh, I would love it. I would love to hear your new song, Tommy. Whichever one of you two you've been talking to.
All right. This one's called Mitzi's Vision. Okay.
Mitzi's Vision. Okay.
Okay, good.
And it's not just that.
Wait, what does that
thank
mean?
Thank you for the music. It's a little more of tempo, though. Wow.
I'm talking about.
Mitzi's vision is 2020 discovering talents, not just that.
All right.
That was just a quick bar that I've been working on.
That's a good verse. Mitzi's vision. Yeah. No, it's not just that. It's not just that.
Okay. What do you want me to do? Put Leslie Jones on stage? It's an embarrassment, okay?
Well. All right.
I don't know about that. She works for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Do you guys know where there's a local Klan meeting?
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure they have an app by now, Tommy.
It's not for me, but would somebody have to go to Bakersfield or somewhere? Okay. Not just that, though.
Unbeknownst to a lot of people, it's like a dueling Tommy.
Yeah, it's not just that.
I feel like there's a phone getting passed around. I could be wrong, but...
When you guys talk to Freddie Lockhart, do you feel like you're talking to the black half or the white half?
Whoa, man. Wow. Talk to Freddie, yeah.
Yeah, boy! It's just Freddie to me.
Yep.
It's kind of like the glass half full or empty, okay? It depends how you see it.
Well, that's one way to put it, Tommy. Yeah, I mean, it's,
Steve, how do you see it? Wow,
I see it like I talked to Freddie. You know, I mean, look, you know, everyone's got a past and a history, Tommy. Why don't we just put those secrets to bed?
Yeah, we don't even see him. We don't see him in those terms.
Yeah,
we see
him.
Come
out with a book. I have secrets.
You're gonna have a book. You're gonna write a book.
Maybe about some things I've seen Steve Renner's Easy do late at night after a few cocktails. Okay,
like what? Like what, guys?
Like what?
Guys.
Wow. Do you really want to delve into it? It's not just that, though. I might do it.
I mean, I don't really want to get into what, I guess, what, I don't know what you're talking about, but, I mean, whatever it is, Tommy, you know, it's water under the bridge now. I think you should move on.
Is your publicist listening? I don't want to get you in any hot water.
Well, I don't know who's listening to. Like, I don't know what you're referring to, so.
The point is, I say just say whatever it is.
At one time, I was in Guam, okay, with Sam Tripoli and Steve Renanese.
Yeah, that was tough, that time that other guy did those other things with Sam and stuff. So that was a real tough...
Wow.
Yeah.
The military appreciates your work. Okay.
What'd you say, Ari?
And maybe the time Ari attacked a small Asian boy. Okay.
Oh, God.
Ari, what?
Wow.
Ari, what'd you say?
It just seems like Tommy's trying to go after people right now, and I wonder else who's on his hit list.
He's on attack
mode. I'm aggressive, okay? I'm feeling cornered.
Hey, Tommy's, who's on your hit list?
Mitzi called me Cookie, and it's worth nothing now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, have you spoken to her?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Who's on the hit list? Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I want to know who's on the hit list.
Going after Jimmy Pidd.
Jimmy Pidd?
What Pidd?
Okay. He needs to be brought down a notch. He's walking around the club with his big dick hanging around.
Jeez. He hasn't been in the club in 4 years.
Yeah, he's up in Buffalo.
He lives in Buffalo.
Well, it's not just that. He irritates me, okay?
There's a lot of people that imitate you, Tommy. Tommy, I want you to listen to something. Ready, Tommy? Ready? Are you listening, Tommy?
Yes.
Well, it's not just that, okay? You have other priorities. This place has got a vision for you, right? You're an artist.
Hello, Tommy?
You need to explore. What?
Is this me?
Hello? What do you want? I don't have time for this.
I'm having a breakthrough, Ari. I'm talking to myself, okay?
Tommy,
what should I do? I'm lost.
Well, if I'm you, and I think I am, I know I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to go judge and review talent in Tampa back at T-Birds, okay? It's where I'm meant to be. It's where I started.
Wait, Tommy, wasn't T-Birds in Jacksonville?
Jacksonville was where it was located, but I had an all-male dance review show that traveled, okay? And we went to Tampa, and we had some experiences there, okay?
See, this is why I need you to help me through this time, okay? It's not just that.
What up?
How are your beats, Tommy?
My beats are good. I'm working on them slowly, surely, getting confident, but not overconfident, all right? I'm not going to get aggressive and yell at the audience every time it doesn't go my way. All
right?
You can take that attitude and you can leave it out in the parking lot with Doc Willis. It doesn't belong in here.
Well, you need to work on the guitar, okay?
How do they?
Missing vision, not just that, okay.
Oh, my God.
Tommy, that's crazy.
Ari, can I come to your special? I've been banned, but I'm going to wear a disguise, okay?
What are you going to wear?
Blackface, I'm guessing.
Well, that's a good guess. I'm going to have Boone sell me some ashes from the ashtray out back. I'm going to rub it on my face, okay?
Okay.
Tommy, are you still doing the roast battle? Is it back into the Comedy Store to the roast battle?
Yeah. Well, I've been talking to Jeff Ross. He's a good friend of mine. He's loyal. Not like these other people who ran away from me, okay?
Yeah.
I want it said on the air right now. I am challenging Peter Shore to a roast battle at the Comedy Store.
Great idea. Great idea. Way to hash it out. That's a really good idea.
Peter and Tommy.
You can even bring Sandy Shore and her dog, okay?
So you're going to roast all of the Mitzi's children. At one time.
Not Scott Shore. He's a cool guy.
Oh, he's a cool guy.
Scotty, yeah.
Scott's cool.
He's into real estate. He wears a hairpiece. Not just that.
Tommy, how's Stephanie handling all this? I just worry about her a bit.
Steph is going through a tough time. Okay? Yeah. It's tough for her to deal with this news. She knows how ultra-talented I am.
I know. And you got, financially, how are you doing? Like, do you have enough like money and stuff, or...
I have a ton of money, okay? I can't say where I got it from. Oh, it's bad sticky fingers, okay? All right,
I don't think I would say that out loud, but that's okay.
And it's not from resin, okay?
I heard you were going to start your own agency.
The Tommy Morris Agency. And the,
great idea, man. That's a great idea.
And the Tommy Morris Agency for minorities.
And the slogan's "Nigga, please." Is that true? That's the slogan.
Well, now this is just getting into defamation. Let me talk to Tommy again.
All right, I'm back. Hey. What do you need?
Hey guys, I gotta go.
I love you, Ari.
Bye, Ari.
Bye, Ari.
Well, Ari, work on your beats. You need some work, okay?
Tommy, I'm here for you. What do you need?
Ari's punchlines are lagging, okay?
Of course they are.
I'm giving him spots to work it out.
Of course they are. He needs to go late, okay? Everyone's giving him what he wants, an hour special, TV shows, okay? He started here. He knows what it's like to go late, to go up in front of the animals and how to deal with them. And he can do that.
How's the British kid? How are his beats?
It's okay. He's young. He's a little rough around the edges, but we're going to work him out. I'm going to straighten those legs out. I did it with Davey Westy. I can do it with him. We'll straighten those legs out.
Britain's got talent. Okay.
Hang up on these idiots.
You got to work. You got to...
It never stops. But all day. I don't want to say who, but love it. I wish Tommy and Diaz and GSP would just call my... like cell phone all day long.
Oh, I don't think you want that to happen.
I kind of do.
Oh my god!
Didn't get into any sports whatsoever, and I'm fine with that. Red zone.
Ask you real quick. Sure. Are you happy about what? I mean, obviously not happy about Baker for the whole season, but are you okay with what's his name moving over to left tackle, Matthews?
Jake, I'm not. I mean, it's not ideal, but it's like, again, it's like how you were saying, like rich people problems. It's like,
yeah.
Luckily, that was an option for us. I'd like to see him groomed along a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Baker has been Matt Ryan's blind side every year except for his rookie season.
Yeah.
And now you got a rookie watching his blind side. So it's like.
And what'd they lose the other day? 34 to something? They lost big time.
Preseason.
I know, but still,
shit.
Those are fun 24/7s to watch after that Hard Knocks.
I'm okay with it as well. Yeah, I think it's a great decision.
He's like, I don't know much about U.S. sports. I go, neither do we, buddy. Neither do we. Yeah, new one's on today. I'm stoked for that. What do you want to plug, Steve Renazzisi, other
than
the league?
Ari's podcast. Ari's This Is Not Happening show on the 15th. We're taping it. I don't know when it comes out in September. I'm doing At Midnight also the same day, September 15th. And the new season of the league starts September 3rd, 2 weeks.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. What about you, youngster? Besides, welcome to the family now.
Yes. It's great to be here. My Twitter is at FatJacko, FatJacko, and I don't know how many UK listeners you've got, but
we've got a few.
I'm going to be on the sitcom Big School on BBC One sometime soon.
Sweet.
And then I'm in Trolled for the supermarket sitcom for 6 episodes on Sky One.
So nice, man.
Watch them when they come out.
Great, great, great. Love it. Love it.
Sky One and BBC.
BBC One.
Perfect.
Yep.
Love it. As always, betsi.com. Go there. Punch Drunk Sports as the code. You get 10 free bucks to gamble with and become a millionaire. And then buy this show. Also, as always, go to punchdrunksports.com. Click on the Amazon link. Do whatever you can. Caveman Coffee. Punch Drunk also as the code. Saves you 10%. Suck it. Jack, Renazzisi, thank you guys very much for doing it.
Later, guys.